Arthur Jett joins me in the studio tonight. He's one of our Cincinnati neighbors who owns his own trucking company and, in his spare time, has taken up painting and writing. Tonight, we're going to talk about his book titled Strange Noir, which includes three novellas. Arthur, I'm delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
So let's begin with the very first paragraphs of the first novella, which is titled Murder Follows Me.
He was awake, he thought, barely. Couldn't see. A bloody hand came into focus. It was his hand. His head felt like it was splitting open. That was because it was. Blood flowed in his eyes. Where was he? And what was happening now? His name was Johnny R. Jacks, but everyone called him Rory. He ran a detective agency that specialized in finding missing persons, or spying on your husband, or getting your cat out of your tree, whichever paid the most, or in his case, paid it all. Jack's detective agency had been around for about 10 years. Yes, high hopes from small budget. It had been a downhill run for the last 12 years since Kitty had been murdered and Johnny R. Jacks had been a second-grade detective with the Los Angeles Police Department. After Kitty Elaine Jacks' case went into cold case file, the department had to carry Rory for about a year before finally, with the drinking and all the misery that accompanied it, the department was forced to fire J. Rory Jacks. 6 months later, Rory climbed out of the bottle long enough to start Jack's Detective Agency.
Thank you. So I'm interested to know a little bit more about Rory Jacks without giving away any surprises in the story. So tell us what he's up against in this. He's obviously fighting his own battles here.
He is. The story actually starts some years before that when he's in Vietnam and he works for the NIS. And he's a driver for one of the agents that investigates murders there. Without giving too much away from a murder that he was involved investigating in Vietnam, that murder followed him for the rest of his life until he caught him after about 30 years.
This is a signature murder. He leaves a signature behind.
They were called ear necklace murders because the murderer was cutting their ears off and making necklaces out of them. That's just part of what the murders were. And for the next 30 years, these scenes would pop up over and over, and the murderer was leaving messages for Rory, which he didn't pick up on for one reason or another, probably because of the alcohol and the misery from losing family members and stuff, because it was just a lot of murders going on around him that had no significant meanings.
Well, he's making a turnaround, though, isn't he?
He does. He absolutely does.
Anybody special in his life you want to mention?
In his life, there's his secretary, Maxine, and his friend that owns the hotel, which his detective agencies run out of. And Maxine and her young daughter stick with him through a lot of the different murders and is his base or his rock. It helps him get through things.
So I want to move on to the other two, what I would call novellas in Strange Noir. The second one is titled Built for You, and the main character, Jordan Williams, acquires, I'll say, some special powers. And then similarly, in the third novella, Sterling Gray, the main character, has paranormal powers. So I'm really interested, you know, whether you've had experience with those powers, why you decided to incorporate them, and, you know, certainly adds an interesting element to the stories.
The Built for You just started out as, like most of my stories do, I just was starting to write about something, didn't have a clear vision of what I wanted to write about. But it doesn't take long into the first chapter or two before I, you know, it starts picking up and I start getting interested in the story because I like to see where it's going myself. And sometimes it takes some strange turns and twists, like The Built for You. All my stories seem to have a ending that you just don't expect. So I'm just as surprised when I'm writing the book as you are when you're reading it about the different things. But as far as experiences that I have had in that, no, I don't have an experience of somebody being built, which in this case, hopefully by not giving too much away about the story, they have been predisposed to being built or live mechanical nanobites, if you will, or machines or put into them. That's what Built for You. And I guess it turns into quite a love story that I wasn't aware of until afterwards. And then the other book was...
Sterling Gray.
Sterling Gray, yes. His being is from what he learned in college on paranormal detectives and from his parents. There were gypsies, palm readers, and traveling shows that settled down and raised him in California.
So I'm curious about when you started writing. You know, you described this as sort of an organic process. It just sort of happens. So how long have you been doing this?
Let's see. I'm 62 now. When I was 58, I wrote my first book. I've written about 10 books. I incorporated three of them into this one. I'm a truck driver, and I had a little time at night, and I'd asked my wife, I said, Dear, why don't you write a book so I don't have to drive a truck? And she says, I'm a reader, not a writer. She's a super reader. So I thought, well, you know, I wrote a box full of love letters when I was in basic training in Marine Corps. And I thought, well, I wrote those letters. Why can't I write something else? That was when I was 17. Now I was 58. And I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. So within 2 weeks, I'd written three books.
Any favorite writers that you have?
I always liked Stephen King. I know that's probably a go-to for a lot of people. And I like The Old Man of the Sea from...
Hemingway.
Hemingway, yeah. Yes. So yeah. I like those kind of stories. So I read those when I get the chance. By not reading a lot or being a super reader like my wife is, there's less chance of me copywriting somebody or something. But those are some of my favorite authors. Right.
It's a pleasure to talk with you tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I've been talking with Arthur Jett about his book titled Strange Noir. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.